6:53. I hope Imran's still listening. Fran says, what a lovely man Imran is. What a powerful call. I want to give him a hug and say that all will be well. Well, all is well, because we're going to get some reaction from Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, who joins me now. Simon, very good evening. What's the US reaction been to what's happened in France? What has Mr. Obama been saying?
Well, I think the US reaction in short, Ian, has been heated, not necessarily from Barack Obama, but from other figures on the political scene here. Let's start at the White House. President Obama has, within the last hour, ordered American flags at government and public buildings to be flown at half-mast throughout the weekend to honour the victims of an attack that he described late last night here, as the news broke from Nice, as horrific. He's promised to provide the French with whatever assistance they require, both in terms of the investigation into the attack and then into any action that may be necessary to bring those responsible to justice. That was President Obama's response. But the heated side of all this, of course, has come on the presidential election campaign trail, because remember where we are politically here now. No event like Nice takes place in a vacuum. Everything has a political dynamic. Donald Trump went on television here last night and urged President Obama to declare war on Islamic State and its proxies around the world. The White House has responded within the last few minutes, reminding Donald Trump that it's not a president who declares war, but Congress that issues that declaration, and suggesting that if Republicans feel that strongly up on Capitol Hill, they should go ahead and start debating it. Hillary Clinton has proposed what she calls an intelligence surge as a result of the attacks in Nice. It's far from clear what an intelligence surge means and why, if further intelligence gathering were possible, it wasn't being done before Nice. But she says that the events in Nice require that, and also suggest that the United States needs to stand by its allies. By inference, she's saying Donald Trump wants to ditch them all.
Now, Donald Trump, I gather, has announced his vice presidential candidate.
He has. It's never good, is it, when within a matter of hours of that announcement being made, the Washington Post publishes an article headlined "Inside the Craziest 24 Hours Yet of Donald Trump's Campaign." But they have just published that article after Donald Trump on Twitter announced that the Indiana Governor Mike Pence is going to be his running mate. Within literally 90 minutes of that announcement being made, CNN here, one of its reporters, is claiming that as late as midnight last night, Donald Trump was asking some of his advisers whether he could go back on this idea and not make Mike Pence his running mate. They do not appear to be entirely political soulmates. Mike Pence is a conservative. He proposes very restrictive policies towards abortion, the environment, and a host of other issues that matter to many core Republicans. But he's criticized Donald Trump's proposed ban on Muslims as unconstitutional, and he's in favour of the trade deals that Donald Trump opposes. So hard to see on the face of it how they're going to find much comity on the campaign trail, and perhaps late last night Donald Trump was beginning to regret his decision.
Well, I've always thought he was a few pence short of a shilling. Boom. Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.